Blog Talk Radio.
And thank you, all of you, for coming from the Blog Talk Radio also. And we're joining together with the First Fruits and the Blog Lines coming together just to give God glory and to give God praise. This is a wonderful day to praise the Lord. And we do just praise Him and give Him all of our adoration. Thank God for you and for you and you and you. Thank God for His blessings and for all that He's done. May the Lord bless you real good. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything that you've done. God, for waking us up this morning, for starting us on our way, for eyes to see, legs to walk, a mouth to talk, ears to hear, and for everything that you're doing at this present time and what you're going to do. We just thank you. We bind the enemy. The resurrection blood of Jesus is against him. And we ask that the oil of the anointing, Lord, be placed on all of us, because the anointing destroys the yoke. And we thank you for it. Now bless us on this prayer line. We offer it unto you that you would take over, God. Forgive all sin in the name of Jesus, omission and commission. In the name of Jesus, bless your people everywhere as they give praise unto you and adoration unto you. In Jesus' name. We just glory in you. Thank you for this day, for this moment, for this time. We just praise you in Jesus' name. Now bless the all-night prayer tonight in Jesus' name. Bless every person, heal those who are sick, raise those who are down. Oh, God, we depend on you, and we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. And good morning to all of you on this prayer line. Good morning to y'all.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Wake up here. Amen. All right. God bless you. Let's try it again. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Amen. And can we open our mouths this morning to the Maker, the one who helped you to make it through the night? And can you give him good morning. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning.
Let's go into praise. Let's go into praise. Amen. Has the Lord been good to you? You won't mind giving him praise. You won't mind giving him a thanks. And let's thank him at least a minute today. Amen. Because he's been mighty good to us. Come on. Praise check, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Let's give him some praise. Let's give him some adoration. Amen. Has it been good? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We just praise you. Thank 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 you. We do you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. We give you the glory. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Everybody, give him praise. Give him adoration. Thank you, Jesus. My. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's mighty good to you. He's mighty good to you. Mighty good to you. Yeah, my God. God is good. God is so good.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless all of you. God bless you, and I'm gonna just thanking God for you and. Amen. We appreciate you. I'm going to ask, thank you, Jesus. Is there anyone on the line today? I want to have some prayer. And first of all, we're going to start with our praise reports. And some of you haven't given your praise report for what the Lord has done for you from the weekend or whenever. But I just want you to have the opportunity to give your praise report this morning. What God has done for you. Amen. Anybody want to take those praise reports? If not, I'll just continue. But if you'd like to, it's certainly open to you. Amen. Lead the praise reports this morning. Anyone? If so, just jump in there in the name of Jesus. And we just praise God for all of you. All right? Sister Linda Forshee, you were the first one, I believe, on the line today. You want to give your praise report? And take it from there. Go ahead, Sister Linda. You have a praise report for the Lord this morning. What he's done for you, go ahead and jump in there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank the Lord for how he woke me up this morning to let me see another day that wasn't promised to me. And I just thank him for what he done for me and what he's going to do. And I just I just can't thank him enough. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Now the praise
report.
Praise report is now open to the one that got a praise this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. I just thank and praise God. I went to the doctor yesterday for my eye. He didn't have to do surgery. He just put a lid.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just thank God because he has met all my needs according to his riches and glory. I just thank him. He promised he would never leave me or forsake me. And I just thank him, praise God, for all that he's done and all that he's yet to do. Just thank and praise God for the prayer life.
Jump back in there, Sister Linda.
Thank you, Lord. If anybody else have a praise this morning,
if the Lord did
anything for you this morning, hallelujah. Come on, let's praise God this morning.
Somebody else, jump back in there and give the Lord a praise.
Come on with your praise. Thank the Lord. Good morning to everyone on the prayer line, first fruit prayer line. Thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. This is Esther Lack Mother Digby from Richland Park, Illinois. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. I thank the Lord for on last week, last Thursday, I had an appointment with my eye doctor, and my appointment went really, really well, and I'm really glad. And he didn't take me a long time. I had to have my eyes dilated, but he didn't take a long time. And I thank the Lord for that. But while I was there, I noticed that his nurse had a cold. I thought about it, and, you know, I think I got that cold. I thank the Lord for how the Lord has delivered me from that cold, and I'm feeling much, much better. I thank the Lord for everyone on the prayer line. Most of all, I thank the Lord for peace of mind, how he keeps me by the day, and how he supplies all of my needs. I thank him for it. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is. And we thank you for your praise. We need somebody else to praise God this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is
Ambassador-elect Frierson, area code 616. I praise God from whom all blessings flow. I just thank God. God is so good. He's so good. I thank God because I had an unspoken request on the altar, and God came in and answered my prayer. And I'm just
thank you, Jesus.
God is he's just awesome. And as Dr. Johnson says, he's ultra awesome. Who could do this but God? I'm just asking the saints to pray for me. Hallelujah, Lord, I thank you. Thank you. Lord, you're worthy to be praised.
Yes.
You're worthy to be adored. Hallelujah. Lord,
yes.
I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you for your praise. Is it anybody else that have a praise this morning?
Yes. Praise God. I'm calling from Georgia. I just thank and praise God for life, health, and strength. I thank him for my salvation. I thank him for family and church family. And I just thank God for this. I hear this in my spirit. All things working for my good. It's intentional. And I praise him for that.
Mm-hmm. Thank God. Mm-hmm.
Mother Ritt, I'm calling to let y'all know the Lord has blessed me. Today is my birthday. And he blessed me.
Happy birthday, Mother Ritt. Happy birthday.
Wow, that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm, that's a wonderful blessing.
Yeah. Like y'all continue to pray for me. Yeah. I appreciate it so much.
All right, Mother.
I thank God for the prayer.
You go. Beautiful, Mother. All right. Go ahead, Sister Linda.
Who else has a praise report this morning?
My Lord.
Anybody else have a praise report this morning?
Let's take about three more. Amen. I certainly want to thank God for how he blessed an amazing grace on last Sunday. I didn't get a chance to finish that up and tell you we had a wonderful, awesome time. Amen. The women were in charge last Sunday, and they really carried on in a tremendous way. Had a special guest speaker, and she did a wonderful job. Sister Constance Bond, my niece, and she was just wonderful. And then so many others, the women just really put forth a great effort on Sunday. They called the men and say, listen, we got to have a men's weekend. And we're working on that now. But I just want to commend the women for all they did and how they let the Lord use them in a powerful, powerful way. Oh, thank God. All right, is there one more? Maybe one or two more will take praise reports from you. Go ahead, Sister Moon.
Come on now, y'all. Let's praise God this morning.
Good morning. Bless you this morning. This is Dr. Lacey in Waukegan. I want to thank the Lord for all that he's done for me. Oh, I thank the Lord. My son will be 52 years old tomorrow. Just want to thank God for his life and for what he has done. And I just thank God for this prayer line, honor to the head of this prayer line. Oh, God, we thank God for you. We thank God for the Johnson family, Mother Johnson. And I just thank the Lord for being alive because I tell you, I've been through the storm and rain, but I made it. If you ask me how, I'm going to tell you, I just don't know. But I made it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. On yesterday, I got up and messed around and broke one of my tooth off into my gum. And I tell you, I was so painful. And my brother told me, he said, get some white vinegar and hold on it. I got the vinegar, put it in my mouth, and held it on the tooth. The tooth went back together, and it's not sore anymore. It's gone back together just like it was when it first came into my mouth. And I'm just thanking the Lord for all the things that he has done. I thank the Lord for my son, William. I thank God for Mary's missions everywhere. I thank God for you and you and you and you and you. Bless you this morning. I've been through so many things, but he's still blessing me right now.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
This is Pastor Elect Jolene Garnett. I thank God for this, for being here this morning and after being here yesterday, I'm sanctified and baptized with the Holy Ghost. I thank God for Chief Ambassador Johnson, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson, and to all the first fruit prayer line. I just thank God for how he is moving in my life in spite of what Satan is trying to do, but I do know that God is blessing me right now. Why? It's because he woke me up this morning, clothed me in my right mind, and I thank God for strength, thank God for love, thank God for peace. It's a new level that I'm on now. I'm living by myself, and it's just a great change. But God, he is great thing for me, and he's supplying all of my needs. And I just want to encourage the first fruit prayer line to be encouraged. What the devil meant for evil, God is doing great, great things for us on this first fruit prayer line. You all be encouraged. I love you much. This is Sister Jolene Garnett.
Well, thank you, Sister Jolene Garnett. We thank you for your praise and your encouragement to us. Hallelujah. And now, Dr. Johnson, I'm going to give it back over to you. Keep it back.
All right, Sister Farshee, you did a wonderful job. I'm going to keep that praise report open. If there's anyone else who'd like to give you a praise report.
I want to come back, and I want to tell you that on yesterday, we have prayer at our church every Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock. And on yesterday, we were in prayer, and we looked around, and my son was putting in our prayer request, and looked around, and my son was having an attack. My son Kenneth is 60. He has these attacks where he has trouble breathing. And the saints prayed for him, but somebody called the paramedics. But by the time shortly after they got there, he was okay, but we went to the hospital, and God blessed, and he got all right, and he's back at home. He has these attacks, but I thank God how the Lord always blessed. We just prayed for him, and he called Jesus, and God just come in and bless, and we were able to bring him home yesterday, and he's back to himself, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord didn't have to do it, but I just pray that whatever the Lord's will is, I want to be in the perfect will of God. I don't want to be praying against the will of God, but I believe that God's will is to give him a miracle, and I'm just looking for a miracle from God from him.
Amen. Well, let's pause here. I'm noticing that the enemy is attacking eyes, and he's attacking the respiratory system. And I want to pray against that in the name of Jesus. Would you join your faith with me? Okay. Heavenly Father, Father, we just appreciate everything that you do. And God, you told us that we could ask you and it shall be given. Seek and we will find and knock and the door shall be opened. God, I've noticed this. You showed it to me that the enemy is attacking eyes on here, and he's attacking the respiratory system. Yeah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bind the devil. Take your hands off those eyes. Take your hands off that respiratory system in the lungs. You are lying, devil. The blood of Jesus is against you. The resurrection blood of Jesus is against you. God, we're asking you to touch all these eyes, the people on this front line, Lord. Need those eyes, Lord, to see well. Need those lungs to breathe well. In the name of Jesus, would you put the oil of the anointing all over those lungs? Put the oil of the anointing in those eyes. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you've done. God, bless these folk. And I pray that you just let your anointing be in those eyes and those lungs. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, whenever you're in the room, everything is subject to you. The power of God is over everything. God, what enemy can come against the flesh, and when you step in the room, it not obey you? You are God, the only true and living God. I pray that every enemy of the flesh would be bound this morning in Jesus' name and healed by your power divine. Oh, move by your power divine in Jesus' name. Oh, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Thank you for touching those eyes. Thank you for touching those lungs. In the name of Jesus. God, can we speak this in your name? For you told us to. Yes. We bind you, devil. The blood of Jesus is against you. In the name of Jesus, we bind you. In the name of Jesus, we bind you. The blood, the resurrection blood of Jesus goes against you. God, thank you. Woman, be healed. Man, be healed. Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Heal the retina, Lord. Oh, heal the pupil in Jesus' name. Heal the lung tissues. Heal those tissues in the lungs. Take out swelling in Jesus' name and give complete healing. We thank you for it. And we praise you. Thank God. Amen. Amen. And that today begins our prayer request. We will take prayer requests. Before I go there, because I'm going to need a little time here today, we're going to do our all-night prayer tonight. And we have a few slots open. And if people want to be involved on that, we certainly want to give you the privilege. But before we do it, I want to just thank God for all of you who have already jumped in on last night on the blog line and some on yesterday, and even some called in without even being asked and said, I want to be a part of the all-night prayer. Thank you so much. Amen. If you're there today and you have, you know what? I hear the Holy Ghost saying, one more praise report. Somebody who wants to tell it for the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Amen. God of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. One more praise report.
Ambassador Elect Johnson in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Praise
yes.
God. Good morning. And honor you as well.
Say the Lord gives you the blood of Jesus. Go ahead.
And to all that are listening on this morning, all the saints, I thank God for my life, health, and strength. Thank the Lord for one day.
All right. Somebody has maybe a line open in your, two lines open in your room. Cut one of them off in the name of Jesus. And just go to star. Six, that is a mute. All right, thank you. Go ahead, Ambassador Lake Johnson.
For everything that he's done for me, I thank God for his renewed mercy that is given every day. I praise God for that. Thank the Lord for my life, health, and strength. I do thank God for this prayer line. I do gain strength in the mornings when I'm listening and to the words of God and that has been shared to us. This is a trying time for me right now, just a lot going on between my husband and my mom. But I thank God because I gained strength from the saints and from the word of God. I also want to thank Ambassador Stern. She has sent some very encouraging cards and information, a little book to me, and I just praise God. You know, these are the things that we gain strength off of. We just know how to reach out, and God supplies the need. So I'm just so grateful because God is good. Thank the Lord for each and every one that are praying for me. And I just love you, ask you to continue to pray for me. And may the Lord bless each every and every one of you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we want to open up the prayer line to any prayer requests. If you got it, God can heal it. Any problem you have, God can touch it and fix it for you. We believe that. We know he can. We've experienced him, his working power, too many times. Not too many, but so many times. But if you got a problem and you want God to fix it for you, just make your prayer request known here, and we'll get some prayer for it in the name of Jesus. All right, who's the first one? You got a prayer request? The line is open to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Mama.
Continue to pray for Pastor Gina, Pastor Tony, Pastor Norman. They're just going all over trying to save souls. Pray for my family. You know, I just keep saying pray for the same person all the time. I hope y'all still praying for Pastor Gina, Pastor Tony, Pastor Norman, praying for my family.
All right. All right. We got it, Mother Johnson. Good to hear your voice. All right. We're still having some problems on here. Amen. And God bless you. Somebody trying to say something else? If so, just go ahead and say it. And if anyone else with a prayer request?
This is Ambassador.
Hold on just a minute. I think someone has two phones open. Amen, amen. Just one time, darlings. Okay, please. Press star 6. You got another phone open.
You don't get it, San Ronaldo.
So go ahead. All right, we hear you now. Go ahead.
This is Ambassador Elect Mother Wilson. I'm calling to pray for me.
Say them the love of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, Mother Wilson. Amen. Again, if you have two phones open in your room, you may not know, may have forgotten, but check it and see if you do. Everybody, just press that star 6, except Mother Wilson.
I don't care about the mañana. You're telling me to see the sala.
Go ahead, Mother. All right. I couldn't understand your prayer request, Mother. Give it again. Mother Wilson, go ahead.
I am requesting prayer. I have an unspoken request for myself and one for my daughter and Sister Christopher. Be continually praying for us. We're going through some things in our bodies, and we're just looking for God to deliver us and give us some peace with what we're going through with.
All right, Mother. We said it will. God bless you. All right. Amen. Thank you all, whoever you did, whoever it was who pressed that star 6. You're getting a little feedback in your room. All right. Anybody else with a prayer request?
I'm asking prayer for myself. I'm having a pain in my back. And I'm asking prayer for my son, Galen. He's having some problems in school with some kids in the school. He was suspended yesterday. So I'm asking the saints to pray for my son, please.
My Lord. Well, certainly will. God bless you. God help you, son. All right? Who else has a prayer request this morning? And if
this
you're not speaking,
this
let me just ask this. Let me say this, Ambassador, and if you're not speaking, please mute your phone. Mute your line. Amen. Star 6. All right, thank you. Go ahead.
This is Sister Jolene Garnett. I'm requesting prayer for Mother Johnson. And for my son. And for
my son. You must have
All right, darling. That may be your line who's speaking. Try star 6 and see if that goes away. Okay? Okay. Sister Jolene Garnett, your mother, are you praying for Mother Johnson and for your son? Press star 6 and see what happens. Amen. All right. They're doing that. Anyone else on prayer requests? If so, please make it known.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Frierson, Ambassador-elect Frierson, area code 16. I would like to request prayer for my mother and prayer for Juanita Gaddis.
Juanita what?
Gaddis, G-E-D-D-E-S-S.
Okay, Gaddis. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Anyone else want in prayer? All right. Thank God. The Lord has already done a lot of things for people. We can't hear you. Go ahead. Mother Britt, go ahead.
I'm calling in prayer for Ola Mosley. She has she's in there, have a heart, around her heart, having fluid, and she having shortness of breath, and they had to admit her to the hospital. And I want y'all to pray for her. Thank you so much.
What's her first name?
Ola Mosley.
Okay.
And then Miss Richardson, she her name is, I don't know her first name, but she lost her son.
Wow. I'm sorry, we'll pray for her. Oh my God. I think we'll we have about 5 or 6, maybe 7 requests here. So let's get some prayer for Mother Johnson, Mother Willie Johnson, and she's asking to pray for her pastors. Amen. Pastor Gina and Pastor Tony. And what was the third pastor there? Whatever. Just pray for her pastors. Amen. And then we have prayer for Mother Mother Wilson, Ambassador Nick for Mother Wilson. Unspoken prayer request, and also for her daughter, Sister Christopher. Amen. And then Sister Lucille, pains in her back. And pray for her son, who is having some trouble in school, who's been suspended. Amen. We certainly want to pray for that. And Sister Geraldine, Ambassador Geraldine Garnett. All right. And she's asking prayer for the Mother Nation, Mother Johnson. Amen. And pray for her son also. Thank God. And then Ambassador Nick Frierson is requesting prayer for her mother and for Sister Gaddis. Yeah. Yeah. Juanita Gaddis, I believe. And then prayer for Mother Ola Mosby, who has a heart problem and shortness of breath. Amen. And thank God. So Mother Britt, and we want to pray for Mother Britt. This is her birthday, too. And she's asking prayer for Mrs. Richardson, who lost her son. Mrs. Richardson lost her son. Let's have prayer for these special prayer, please.
Praise the Lord. Chief Ambassador, this is Ambassador Stern. Praise the Lord, and I honor God.
We can hear you over there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do the best I can, which I try to do the best I can anytime I do what I do. But I feel led to pray this morning, amen, for these soldiers, amen, that's in the body of Christ, and the soldiers, amen, that are still marching in war, amen. God bless all of you this morning, and we do look to the hills for which cometh our help, and our help do cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth, and we are glad in Psalms 122. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. That was our subject last night on the youth prayer line, and all these scriptures and wisdom seminars and prayer requests, amen, and the praise reports, they do come to make us strong, and we should grab hold to the horns and the altar of God. When one brings a praise report, that should be joy in our soul, joy bells in our soul. When we hear our wisdom seminars, that is encouragement and strength to us. But as we come before the Lord this morning, and this is a blessed day, and this is a special day, and this is a day that you'll never see again in your life. It's Wednesday, September 30th, 2015, the last of day in the month of September. We're leaving out of the month of September, and we believe in God that we will behold his the beauty of the Lord on October the 1st. But these prayer requests we want to put before the Lord this morning. And if you would pray with me in your spirit and in your heart, we'll believe in God not only to break the yoke, but to destroy the yoke of bondage. We are the First Fruit Prayer Line, and that's what we do. We pray. So let's go to the throne of grace. And Father God, I come before you this morning, and I just thank you, O God, that you have moved upon me again and again and allowed the blood to run warm in my vein. And, O God, as I minister to your people through prayer, I pray, O God, out of Psalms 19, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now, Father God, as we come before your throne this morning, we just lift your name up on high in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We give you the glory. We stir up the gift that is within us. Oh, God, whatever gift you've given us, Lord, we come. But, God, you say it in your word that men should always pray and not faint. And, God, we come this morning, and we're going to call the First Fruit Prayer Line family out. Oh, the first family, Lord God. We lift up our leader. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we come right now, God, and we touch and agree all over the land. Everyone that is up under the sound of my voice, up under the sound of First Fruit, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we make this a priority in our spirits, in our life every day. We pray right now, God, that you lift up Chief Ambassador Johnson. Oh, God, bless him today. Oh, God, with the manifestation, oh, God, that you would lift him up on high in the name of Jesus. We come, oh, God, and we just pray that you bless him today. We pray that you bless his going out, his coming in. We pray, oh, God, for the visionary, that the visions that you put in his hands to do, it shall come to pass. Oh, God, and they're coming forth in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for Ambassador Betty Johnson. Touch her, Lord God. Touch her, oh, God, woman of God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, God, as she go to work, oh, God, and go about a busy day, oh, God, that you bless her indeed. Touch her very heart, a very soul, a mind, and a spirit right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We believe you, God, that there is something great that you have in store for the first family of the First Fruit Prayer Line and the amazing grace. Oh, God, this morning we lift up their children. We lift up Bree, their granddaughter, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, that things are going well for Bree, even as we speak in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, this morning we lift up our mother of the nation and also the biological mother, oh, God, of Dr. Ambassador Bernard Johnson. We pray for Mother Johnson right now, God, and we rebuke the enemy that comes in, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying, oh, God, that you put spiritual, that you continually to put spiritual-led people around her, oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
For Mother Johnson, we lift her up to you this morning, and God, she is a blessing to us, and we thank you for the food and the nourishment that she placed within our bodies, in our spirits, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, this morning, we lift up Ambassador-elect Mother Johnson. Oh, God, Willie Johnson in Indiana, we thank you for that blessed and glad heart. In the name of Jesus, us, oh God, a woman of God that is always concerned, and oh God, that have a pastor's on her mind. And we lift up her pastors this morning, Pastor Gina, Pastor Tony, oh God, and the other pastor, all of them that are the staff and the officers of her church, Lord. We lift them up this morning, oh God, and you know all about it. Touch their health this morning, oh God, because you say you're very present help in the time of trouble. And God, touch their life right now. Touch the ministry. Oh God, let the enemy be scattered and let God arrive. We pray for Mother Johnson family this morning. Touch her children and her grandchildren. Oh God, lift her up, Lord God. Oh God, encourage her heart in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we pray for Ambassador-elect Mother Wilson. We thank you, God, that we have mothers of Zion that are on the prayer line. But God, we to lift them up this morning and every day in the name of Jesus. They have labored in the vineyard, and we come as an errand unto them and hold up their arms in prayer this morning. We pray a Wilson unspoken request. God, you know all about it. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and touch her this morning. Oh, God, because we know what's unspoken will come spoken as a praise report. But we're touching and agreeing this morning. Remember her daughter, Lord God, Sister Christopher, in the name of Jesus. We call a name out this morning, Sister Christopher. Rise up in the name of Jesus. We come against sickness in our body. And not only Sister Christopher, but everybody that's on the line. Oh, God, we come against sickness and diseases. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And even if you didn't get a chance to put your name on the prayer request, just make sure you're putting your prayer into our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. And we and agree this morning that sickness got to leave out of our bodies in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that this sickness, oh God, is not unto death. And that's why we come. And not only, Lord God, that we ask, oh God, that you break the yoke, but God, destroy the yoke. And that means we don't want it to come back, because sickness don't belong in our bodies. In the name of Jesus, this morning, remember your daughter, oh God, Ambassador-elect Sister Lucille, Lord God. Oh God, we lift her up this morning, and every day, oh God, we lift her up to you, oh God. We're praying for that pain in her back. Oh God, I can identify in the name of Jesus. We rebuke whatever is going on in our body. We ask, oh God, that our body line up with the word of God. You say you sent your word to us, God, to deliver us from all our soul diseases. And oh God, I know that she's not the only one. I'm not the only one. But you say make your requests made known unto you. And God, you say the peace of God that surpasses all understand that we'll keep our hearts and our minds stayed on Christ Jesus. And oh God, it's a reminder unto us today that our mind and our soul and our hearts must be stayed on you as we go through the trials and the tribulations. Every one that we got, oh God, is to make us strong. Remember her son, Lord. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, trouble on every side. It's in the schoolhouse. Yes, it is. And we pray, oh God, that you would correct it, oh God, and turn it around, God. Reverse it, oh God, and give them another chance in the name of Jesus. But God, we do believe in correction. sin. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, wrong is wrong, and right is right. And, God, we pray right now for a hedge of protection around her son, around every child that's in school. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let this be a lesson. Oh, God, in Jesus' name we pray, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember this morning, oh, God, Ambassador-elect, oh, God, Sister Geraldine Garnett, a faithful servant. And, God, we know that you won't deny her prayer request. We thank you for the humble spirit.